Today's Cotton News Line is One Cut. It features Robert Kimmerite, professor and extension specialist, Department of Plant Pathology at the University of Georgia. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
20 years ago, we didn't talk about fungicides being used on cotton except for in-furrow applications in Georgia. And that's changed a lot. We still depend a lot upon in-furrow fungicide applications, either seed treatments or sometimes in-furrow, to protect against seedling disease. But in that 20-year period, we've become much more aware of two foliar diseases, specifically target spot and now areolate mildew, also known some places in the world as ramularia leaf spot. And both of those diseases have proven to be a challenge for our growers under certain conditions. Both have proven to take yield. And both of those diseases, both the target spot and the areolate mildew, can protect the crop against them, the use of judicious use of fungicides. And so the most important thing I talk to my growers about as far as judicious use of fungicides for those diseases is scouting, to pay attention to what's going on in the field, pay attention to what's happening with your growth stage. Basically, cotton before about the third week of bloom, we don't worry too much about it. And after about the sixth week of bloom, or when we're within a month of defoliation, we don't worry about it. So look at the crop, look at the growth stage, look at the environment, and then scout and look for the disease. And be aware of what's happening through your consultants, or your scouts, or through your local county agents to know whether or not you need to use a fungicide or not, because it can make a huge difference when it's needed. It's an unneeded expense when it's not needed.